This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There is a major rescue operation underway on the Hudson River across from Manhattan. A U.S. Airways plane crashed into the frigid water this afternoon. More than 150 people were on board Flight 1549 that took off from New York's LaGuardia Airport, headed to Charlotte, North Carolina. New York firefighters are on the scene. Passengers have been seen on the wings of the aircraft being pulled onto ferry boats a bit earlier. There are reports the plane had hit a flock of geese and then crashed into the water. For more on the situation, we have NPR's Robert Smith on the phone. And Robert, where are you and what more can you tell us right now?
Well, I'm standing right next to the Hudson River here, and it's in Midtown Manhattan around 40th Street. And in some ways, it was a very lucky place for this plane to go down. First of all, the Hudson River isn't that deep in this particular area. There's a lot of sludge in the river, and there's sandbars. The other thing is it was right next to a ferry boat terminal, the New York Waterways Terminal, and that allowed ferry boats to get out there within minutes to approach this and to help people get off. I just talked to one of the survivors. He was wet from the knees down, and he had just gotten off one of these ferries after he was in a lifeboat. And he said that, to the best of his knowledge, everyone got off of this plane alive. We don't know. We haven't heard officially, but that's what he saw.
The FAA has just confirmed, an FAA spokesperson has said that everyone from that down plane has gotten off the plane. Do you know anything else about injuries, the state of those passengers?
Yes, once again, this guy we spoke to, Jeff Kaloja, he's from Connecticut. He described the flight, and he said the plane was mostly full, and, you know, 24 rows of people. They hadn't been in the air very long when he felt a jarring motion, an explosion, he said. We don't know if it was an actual explosion, but he felt that kind of shock to the plane, and the plane dropped. And, you know, we're hearing word that it might have been a flock of geese that took out two of the engines. He just said he felt the impact, and he felt the plane drop, and he thought the plane was going to circle around back to LaGuardia, and instead the pilot said, brace for impact. And this man described how the landing was surprisingly gentle for going down to water, but he said that he knew that a few people had been injured. I just personally watched one woman being taken out on a stretcher here on the shore of the river. It looked like she had her leg injured, but she was moving around, not talking to us, a little embarrassed to see all the film crews, but she had come off. So this man said that they had put out life rafts, that women and children got on first. It looked like a few people were injured, but everyone got on that he saw.
Now, when the plane first went down, in the pictures you saw that it was partially submerged. You noted that, Robert, that you could see the nose of the plane sticking up. The sun's going down. Is the plane starting to sink?
Well, from what I hear, it's gone out of view here. Someone told me that it looks like it's actually sort of going downriver a little bit. It's floating, at least part of it, and you can still see the tip if you go downriver. I can't see it from here in particular, but everyone is off that plane that we hear of. And yes, this man confirmed to me, I guess, big surprise, the water very, very cold.
All right, that's NPR's Robert Smith speaking to us. Robert, thank you very much.
You're welcome.